Okay, Lama Gain. I'm sure all you guys are here for pizza. Well, I just wanted to say that you should learn Torah Lishma. There's no pizza tonight.
Amazing.
Anyway, pizza's on its way.
Tonight it was
going to
be the night.
Ruin
said, I only came for the
shiur.
I'm not eating pizza.
Okay. Today's shiur is sponsored for Shlomo Falzon Zayn Merochel, Omer Maxim, and Orna Esther, Brian Demir, and Eslibas Chayafa. Chabad Shlia, what's his name? They know what happened?
They're not sure.
They already have that he was kidnapped by three guys.
Arabs?
Buten. They say he was already transported to Iran. Is what they're saying.
In the United Arab Emirates. Yeah. Yeah. So we have claimed that
he was transported.
They're saying his either live or body or something is in terrorist
or American.
How far? Where was he? Which area was he?
Uzbekistan.
In Israel?
Where was he? Which place?
Something.
Where's UAE?
Dubai somewhere.
So they, and it's, you could go to Iran by car?
They have PJs.
I think you get anywhere.
They went over the border. They drove over the border, you know?
Right, they said he went to Turkey.
Yeah.
They took him to Turkey and then Turkey. I don't know.
The whole UAE used to be very safe. Probably people now, everyone's scared to go there anymore. Yeah. Dubai. Yeah,
and
then Dubai.
They found another hostage, DOA.
They didn't find it.
He's missing an Abu Dhabi.
They shot this. Then.
They didn't find it. Did the Hamas publish something?
Yeah, okay. I'm saying, okay. No. You think it's legit? Not legit?
Mossad has launched an extensive investigation into the incident.
What does that have to do?
He's Israeli Moldova.
And he has a family and wife and kids?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
A wife. I don't know. He's part of the Abu Dhabi Chabad chapter.
Said his wife is a niece of the one who was killed in Mumbai.
Mumbai, yeah.
There's a guy called Dutchman, whatever his name. You know there's supermarket there. You've never been to Dubai?
He ran the supermarket.
You ran the supermarket?
Yeah.
So it's three of his workers.
Let's just say he runs it until he ran it.
It's supposed to be a safe place. Dubai is supposed to be a safe place.
Yeah, you trust the Arabs.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's
Dubai, yeah.
There's cameras.
Everybody's running.
By the way,
cameras are worthless.
Everywhere.
What's cameras worth if they're kidnapping people?
Exactly.
To track down. Okay, they tracked him. Okay, now what?
When did he go missing?
Thursday afternoon.
How come he held me up good for business?
What?
You saying cameras are worthless.
It's not doing business. It's worthless. In Dubai, it's worthless. You're dealing with Arabs. What are you getting with that? And also, it's worthless in New York City.
Well, you think the Arabs are gonna say they have him alive in Turkey? I mean, Israel bombed Turkey.
Exactly.
Why can they bomb Turkey?
What? Turkey's part of the NATO.
So what?
So then the United States. Is.
So what?
There's a contract. You have to come. You have to stop a fight. You can't bomb the NATO.
I don't think Israel could get the handle on another war right now. Let's
why do you say that? Drink them?
Like three wars at a time?
America will back them.
America has no choice.
Okay.
Well, back Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey's part of
NATO.
And therefore what? If you kidnap someone, you
can't...
If Turkey does a crime, a terrorist crime...
It's not Turkey. They're in Turkey.
Okay, so give us the guy.
Give us the guy, right.
Yeah, they should.
Turn us over.
What's this? Not the same thing?
What the hell is the problem?
It is. Maybe a new one.
New one.
Okay, Zati Gemara. If you're going to curse, please do it somewhere else. Okay, let's go. Can you leave go? No, leave go of that. Falling out of work.
I'm going to make a disconnection. You'll be talking like, oh crap, I got to read this again.
What?
Again.
He can't go 3 minutes without cursing.
What, 3 minutes? 30 seconds.
You're terrible.
I learned from the lunches.
No, you learned from lunches.
I do. Hesh hangs out with me all day. That's what he does.
Hesh doesn't curse. Anyway. So the Gemara says, basically, if a guy says, just about to start.
Wow, look at this guy.
Thank you.
That came from like, I'm also.
Oh, yeah. Did you give back the other bag?
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Right back.
Oh, wow.
Dedication.
It's Tzaddik is understanding.
And I'll put it right there, perfect, right there for the camera. Yeah, beautiful.
No, Gary already has a pizza place.
I say it's crazy this guy gives every week. It's not a normal thing. I mean, look what's going on.
Did you ask? What is he going to say? No.
Who is this, Hemi? Gives it up?
No.
Chaim.
Just wait until the show gets audited for
don't worry.
Tax receipts for pizza.
It says serious.
Open up the thing for the island.
Open it up. You got plate?
Shkoyach to you.
He was the first pizza store in Lakewood, no?
What do you want, Rabbi Lynch? What can we get you?
No?
What? The first pizza store was Busky. It was a truck before it was the pizza shop.
Yeah, but it was over there.
Gelbstein's.
He had a Lakewood Kosher Dairy, it was called. He had the best pizza.
So he was from the first of the summer shine.
You saw this? That fish closed down?
What?
Fish?
Yeah.
Fish?
What?
This is the last Shabbos.
What shoe? This guy had a shoe in his basement.
Mike Fish?
He was the 11th shoe.
Give me some balls. Please. Pass some balls. Right there.
Where?
Right there in the silver.
Oh, you need clean it.
Who is this guy, Fish? No,
Mike Fish. A legend.
He goes on his shoe?
A Lakewood legend.
The olden days, Lakewood didn't have shoes. The only people down in the basements. No?
Yankel Ozemnik was the rub there.
Oh, really?
For 20 years.
Remember when Mike Fish had a band?
There was no nice shoes. There was no nice shoes. You know, the olden basements.
I heard Babel.
Lakehurst.
Babel moved was somewhere else. Right. Moved to like Florida. Are you moving to the more Jersey? More. No, it's not enough.
Okeechobee. There's a place called
Okeechobee.
It's Okeechobee.
West Palm Beach.
It's higher than it was. West Palm.
It's right there.
Where are they moving to?
Okeechobee.
What's Okeechobee?
County.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where Bondi is the mayor?
Who that woman?
He's got some crazy people.
She's the AG of Florida.
He's the director of National Security Council. The Palestinians are a made-up thing. The Romans made it up. What are you supposed to sing as Palestinians?
Right.
Yeah, a month ago, he's yelling. He's like, the UN said, the UN. Oh, the UN said that there's a Palestine. Oh, yeah.
The border guy, is his evening club.
What?
Border guy's great.
He's a schmuck. I love that guy.
They're all nuts.
By the way, every single one of his guys that he put on there.
Nothing's
going
to happen to mice. You know that. Nothing.
Doesn't matter. They're all nuts. They're so hard line.
Trump's
crazy.
He's going to be a fun ride.
The UN, the guy with the blue helmets that sent to Africa to rape children.
He's on national
television. Oh, the UN. We got to look at the UN.
Round up Mexicans there?
The UN
now he's going to do it. Declare a state of emergency.
And what is he going to do?
Send him back.
The labor's going to go shut.
He's only sending back guys who are criminals.
No, that's who he's starting
with. So how many people?
He's going to make them all legal.
Him?
The good people he's going to make legal.
Why is he
legal? What do you mean legal? What's legal mean? Jersey driver's license?
They have Jersey license.
Right,
so he's going to give them a social security card. He's going to see guys. Pay taxes. You guys are citizens that work here. No problem.
Musk and
they're nuts. They are nuts. They're naming people. They're calling people out, but it's whatever. A lot of death threats. It's not great what they're doing. But is naming this person. This person has a title of like 14 different things. Director of this and then this.
Who did this guy buy
the nominee? Yeah, same thing. Totally the opposite.
No, nobody cares about Biden. Now.
Biden's still president. Anybody know that?
Question is if the Democrats will start moving to the center.
So far, they haven't. It's so sick, these people. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The State Department called in healthcare professionals to help people get over the fact that they have to do that.
That's gonna be one of the things that's one of the things that Elon Musk is gonna get rid of right away. You guys
He's trying to find it's small money.
Small money.
He's trying to find wasteful spending.
Are you really think there's no wasteful spending?
Yeah, but it's
really $500 million to go ahead and figure out gingerbread houses will flood or not.
But what's $500 million when they're spending $6.1 trillion?
You know, and yeah, four of it.
I'm saying you don't think that there's $1 trillion wasted in America.
Sure,
yeah.
There is.
Okay.
No, but it's very hard to find. A lot of it is fraud.
You know how much trillion? How are you gonna have
right? Okay, fine.
The main money. Yeah,
that's it. Six trillion.
You know how much they spend on civil servants in this country?
How much is
750 billion dollars. You know how much they spend on contractors, non-civil servants? It's like $2 trillion.
Yeah, but
all the contract, everything they subcontract everything out.
The most money goes to Social Security.
Trying to bring that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Social Security is $4 trillion.
Common. Yeah, but that he's not touching.
It's not touchable. Most of it
they can't even touch.
Yeah, most are untouchable.
Yeah, but he really doesn't want to give Musk a job. So it's good. There's nothing to do. So he says, okay, you did your job.
You're
not going to identify with Musk. You can't. Can't afford it.
The guy doesn't stop hanging around him.
No, you already left. You already left. You already left.
You get cold and ready?
Yeah, you know, the room service is over.
He's not getting paid.
No, because he saved rent for the last three weeks.
And he snapped his kid. So that's...
Yeah.
His kid goes wherever he goes.
Yeah.
No, this kid goes. This wife. Nine. This wife holds that it's the best education.
The last one.
She holds the best education. She could do the kid.
No. She's very. She's whatever.
No. She said the best education she could do.
No, she's had a major fallout with him.
Yeah, last one's a Canadian. She wants to become a dwarf.
She's a singer or something.
She's like.
No, she's coming out. She doesn't even recognize him anymore.
She
doesn't know who he became. He became some weird whack job.
He's not normal.
Wait, so he didn't know.
Yeah, she looks very normal, by the way. She's not exactly normal. It's a good shidduch.
Trump is an excellent normal man.
Trump is a very normal guy.
Really?
Trump's an normal guy.
Excellent.
Not at all.
What's not normal about him?
Which part of it? His business or his personal life? Like, which part do you think is not normal? He's a contractor, so when he was building up his buildings, to go ahead and nitpick over 16ths of an inch and these kind of things.
He's a perfectionist. He's a perfectionist.
Right, yeah.
Okay, but he's not Elon Musk. I'm saying.
He's
kind of shigging it.
By the way, you could tell on a guy's kids. His kids are all normal. All his kids are
normal. Well, they're all like him.
Relatively.
One thing is the fact that they could go after a guy like this and they're all normal, they didn't get affected from it. There's something wrong with them. Like, how do you not get affected with the media did to them for the last? They just brush it off. They don't. It's unbelievable. I mean, you can hear Eric. They had an interview with Eric, and he was saying it really. Like, there were times there was maybe the army. One of the papers have this here. But I'm saying
he collects. By the way, Trump, he collects every single newspaper with his picture on it.
You gotta be a little
narcissistic. No, he likes it.
He's a massive ball guy, though. He's a massive ball guy. Yeah, but I'm saying for a guy, I'm not going from a yid strat. From a guy standpoint, first of all,
from a guy standpoint, most guys hate him. Until he became president, most of them couldn't stand the Scots.
Most of them that are in his cabinet couldn't stand.
You know that he used to be the owner of the American Beauty pageant.
Yeah,
he used to own.
Yeah, I remember that.
America's beauty pageant.
I know what that is.
Parading ladies around on national TV, regular TV, not cable TV, regular TV in bathing suits. To decide
How do you think he got his pink flamingos?
He was the owner of
I thought you were holding a fish. Hello. I look up, you hold it. I said, wow.
Oh, what are you doing?
No, he's not cheesy. Oh, yeah, you like Trump.
You like Biden.
Who said that? The guy that owns that. He never saw Trump drinking water. He knows Trump for 25 years.
Diet Coke all day.
Never saw him drinking water.
Can be that for anything as that mushroom is though.
My shredder doesn't drink water either. He says water is for toilets.
That's great.
My
shredder.
Whoever it is, you don't have to say who he is. Now he's Trump's friend.
His name is Moshe Kurtz.
Water is for toilets.
That's a great line, by the way. Okay, okay.
He drinks Coke, orange juice,
and McDonald's.
I like it.
Sounds like my father. My father, the doctor tells him.
Orange juice is terrible. Orange is the worst thing to drink. Orange is the worst thing to drink. Worst thing. Full of sugar. It's full of sugar.
Apple juice is worse.
Apple juice is worse. Mom is terrible. And people drink it like as if it's a healthy drink. It's apple juice.
If you drink with the pulp, at least you get the fiber.
Yeah. So you know you look like the heavy guy who has like a thing sticking out over here. That's the pulp. You know what I mean? It's all saved up. He has all his fiber.
That's yeah.
What does he want? Shimmy, I'll call you back after Shear. Okay? Call me an hour.
You're right.
Call me an hour. We're
still going to get through today's stuff.
We're starting now.
We're almost done. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Oma Nitzel Planya, now that all your disruptance is over, we can move on. It's going to be huge blot. Kuf Nunam and Beis. On the bottom. We said if he guys in Nitzel Planya, so there's all kinds of things that are included. All his possessions. What constitutes a possession? So the Gemara, said that the shtar is a possession also. And the Gemara says, the Gemara brought down two shtaras, and now on the bottom, Rechib Ravon Amar Avun Shloshe shtaras, Terei Hanid Amarin, we said then, and Idoch Im Kodam Moichah V'Kos Zashtar Ka'uz Sheninu Kos Shal Moichah Abishan L'Kechi Moich. Because the halacha is that he got the scribe in town, you don't want to lose our opportunity to write a shtar. So you're going to sell a guy a field, but you have to also write a shtar, contract or whatever, a shtar, not a contract, a shtar. So you write the shtar now. If it gets lost, the shtar, you're in trouble because you didn't sell it to the guy yet. But you're pre-writing the shtar. That you're allowed to write. When he does a chazak on the karka, nik the shtar kol makom shehu. That's what we said. It's part of your what did I say? Not contents. What was the chasim?
Possessions.
Now, Gemara continues. Behema is also ikur nichsi. It's called possession. Atan hamaktish nechasov. A guy gives to the Beis Hamikdash his possessions stuff. So you see that animals are considered your stuff. So you see again that's called nixi. Tvilin ikur nixi atan amakshu chosav manly tvilin. You evaluate it. Ibailu, Sefer Torah mai. What about Sefer Torah? Kiv the loim is daven. The osos vune lab nixu. It's not considered your possession. You now sell it. I do ma kiv them is daven lima Torah. At least Yisha nixu. You now sell Sefer Torah. You own Sefer Torah. You now sell it. Lima Yisha and least Lisi Yisha and lima Torah. Right? You let have two wives.
Been
in Bashan and you don't know. Nobody.
The second one. Right, right, right.
1,000 years.
You know, I'll solve the second one.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So, the Rashban speaks out that the reason why it's different than tefillin, because tefillin is a malbush. I saw someone speaks out, one of the Rishonim say that the halacha is that if on Shabbos you're in Rosh Hashanah and you see pairs of tefillin on the floor, what do? You put them on. How does the hell put them on? Because tefillin is a malbush. So you're allowed to put on pair by pair. A pair of tefillin is only the head and one arm. You know, not two arms, you know. and you move and you keep on going, put it on, move in, move on, move in, move out. So the tefillin is a malbush, as opposed to the Sefer Torah is not a malbush. That's why the Gemara is a shiloh. Sefer Torah should be different. Zok to Gemara Vayter Simin Zutra Imei the Amra Metarti Achvosa Rav Tuvi Rav Dimi Rav Yosef. Very, very interesting Gemara over here. It's you see that the even the Amoraim Tanoim they did different tachbulas to get the inheritance, which is very interesting. So, Ema the Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, the mother of Zutra Bar Tuvia, Kasvinu LeNichsa the Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, she wrote all her possessions over to her son Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. The Boylin Suvi LeRzvid, she wanted to remarry, and she didn't want that if she croaks, her husband Rav Zvid will give all her money to his kids. So what she did is, like we said the other day, it's called a Mavrachas, and you go ahead and you make like a backwards prenup. So you do a whatever backwards prenup is, a not pre. You know, I don't know how you say a backwards prenup, but basically it's the lady, a postnup, yeah. So the lady is making, is basically wants that the money should go to her kids. So what she did is she wrote all the money to her kid. So she got married, and second marriages, they don't always pan out. V'girsha. And after a few days, she realized she'd rather be single. So also came in there, Abivi. Listen, you wrote that you want to get married, and you did get married, so he gets to keep the money. The son gets to keep the money. Son said, I'm not giving you back the money, Mom. If you want, I'll give you a little stipend every week. I'll give you a few kashavanishkas, but the buildings go to me. You come from Maloy. Maloy is where Eli came, and Ram says, you say these mildim, Lisa means things that have bali mum, wrong things basically. We had this before, Abaya, yeah. Yeah, Rashbam says, Abaya of a mishpachas beis Eli.
But here's Abaya's kid that's saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's giving it to Abaya's
because
kid.
You're coming, you shtam from there. You know, you shtam from the tziyonim. You know what I mean? Like that, you know. Mishum de asim uloy armisa milim elisa, I feel him on amma mavrachas kani. How do you mean like galya daito? Aloha galya daito mishum in suvihu, in suvivi garisho. She clearly said, I want to get married to Rav Zvid. Now she divorced. So of course you have to give it back. So merely he has to give it back, and he lost his money. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, he never lost the buildings. Next story. Ema de Rav Machama, the mother of Rav Machama, Beorta, at night, she was a Shechimara, Kasvina Lenichsa, the Rav Machama. She wrote everything over to him. You're a great son. You always come to visit at night. It's yours. But Safra, next son came in, Kasvina Rav Uka Machama. He came in. He said, what are you doing? Okay, rewrite it. Also, Rama Chamla Kamedev Sheishes Oikbe Menichse, and she died. So Oikbe Menichse says it's his. Also, Rabbi Ukva Bachamla Kamedev Nachman Oikbe Menichse says it's his. So which one is it? The first one or the second one? By her giving to the second one, she was Chayzer. Also, Sheishes Kamedev Nachman. I'm in my time. Oikbe Mar Le Rabbi Ukva Bachamla. Even Shum Dahadra Ba Vashchiva. The Meister, she died, and Alocha is. Then and you can't be chayzer. It goes to the first guy. If she would get better, this mother, would she be able to get the stuff back? Yes, because she gave everything away. So maybe she has a right to go ahead and take away the first guy, and it goes to the second son. Yes, it doesn't matter. Either way, it goes back. So Mela, it goes to the second son. It doesn't go to the first son. She has a right to be chayzer. And by her giving it to the second son, she was chayzer from original gift, from original, yeah, manash chimra, and she gave it to the second son, and it belongs to the second son, and that's it. Ema der of Amr Chasida, Havalim Lugu the stars. She had a full barrel full of stars, a full suitcase of stars. Kikra Shachva, Amr Lehevel Amr. Okay. So the Gemara says, huh? There's not much there, you know what I mean? Grass doesn't grow on a busy road.
It grows everywhere except for over here.
You can only do like a hair graft. They do that? They take?
Yeah,
can't make a bracha.
Go to Turkey.
You have the same problem?
No.
Yeah, obviously never went to Turkey.
Yeah, you don't look too hot either, buddy.
Still a far cry from him.
No, it's a, he's in the middle of the process.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You don't know anybody who's done it?
I haven't seen anybody in a long time.
Guy Ritchie did it.
Yeah?
Who, obviously.
And it looks good?
Not here, no.
Don't tell me, Gary? Gary, you did a hair transplant?
No, Gary's giving hair transplants.
Yeah,
look at that.
Looks phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah, he did it in Turkey. Right before the...
How do you do it?
Right before October 7th. Right, that Yontif Sukkos.
How do you do it?
Paid nothing. He paid like $4,000.
You borrow from here?
You grows back? Take out from the back.
No, not just that.
What do you mean, not just that? What do you mean?
And it grows back, and it grows, and it has like a major chunk?
He has full head of hair. Do not know.
No, after that.
I'm zero
time. What money do you have to spend on haircuts?
No, it stays a certain height, doesn't it? He went to Turkey.
It's like
Lyman's
talisman.
It doesn't grow, it's there.
No, it's there.
It doesn't grow.
It doesn't grow.
What do you call it, terpe? Toupee?
Yeah, from Turkey.
They pull out. They pull out. They do is they pull it out the roof in the back and they insert it.
They do a tourniquet on the guy's neck. Anyway.
What happens if you don't have a hand in the back?
They take it from your tuchus.
Aki Harris is name, man. It's Finnit. What's that?
I don't know what you're talking about, but you're not one to talk right now. Like he found someone who's in a worse position, in the position. He's got like a disposition in the disposition, you know what I mean?
Not really.
Yeah, not really. Okay, anyway. Okay, you go take a bath. Let's go.
You want to join?
Les Brera, I have to take a bath. I'll take a bath. Amr Lehevel Amr Bri. Asachul Kamei. Right, I said it. Okay. She had the full thing of shtaris. Kashachva Amr Lehevel Amr Bri. She's on a deathbed. She says, "Go to my son Amram." Asachul Kamei Derav Nachman. Derav Nachman. Amr Le.
With the gloves.
With the gloves.
Glove service.
What?
You have something to cover this, please.
Tika Shachva Amra Lehevel Amram Bri Asachul Kamei Rachman. He was upset. Amalei Valei Mashach. Who is he? Why does she get the whole thing? Amalu Divrei Shchimak Sum Sundami. And they speak out. The reason why it's different over here, they thought it was different because a star doesn't have any substance. It's not like a. Right. No, but no, she's giving the shtaris. The shtaris. What is it? What is a star? What a star is not. So male, they thought it was. But Lamai is a divishim aksum, sun dami, and it's a done deal. Next, listen to the next story. Next story is very sadistic. There's a tremendous amount of rain on the next story. Achte dirav tuvi barav masna. Barav masna. Pay attention to this. Kasvino l'nichso dirav tuvi barav masna. She wrote all her possessions to him, mitzafra, in the morning.
Shimra.
Yeah. Why did she write it? What, I don't know, Kasvino. That's what she did. Mitzafra, Lepanya, you'll see in a minute why. You'll see in a minute. Lepanya, Oshirach the boy, Barav, Masna. Hold on 1 second. Christian, is the guy coming to clean? Oh, it's you, I'm sorry. Who is this? Diego's with you? Is by you? Okay, so he's going to come at night?
So, yeah, I mean, I'll take them. I'll drive them there to clean. But right now, they're a little...
Okay, so wait till they calm down. Okay, no problem. Perfect, no problem.
Yeah, no, I'm not letting them drive, so I'm
going to
take them.
No, 100% not. Okay, fine. Wait till they calm down. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. They drank. I knew it.
What did I tell you?
Small party.
He's kid.
Like a little pregnant, you know.
Can't
can't clean shul and he's drunk?
He can't drive here.
In live his trucks.
Oh, so you have trucks.
Live your feel on the Tesla.
Okay. So.
They didn't come through in the morning like they did last time.
Yeah, I just hope. I mean, the whole night. I had nightmares the whole night, the whole time last time, because like I'm thinking like I'm gonna come here 6 in the morning. It's gonna be like, you know what I mean? Really?
He's sleeping on one of the chairs.
Yeah.
This is my. He has brains not to show up while he's drunk. Have to give him
things. Genius. Anyway, yeah. So basically, Betzafra, he gave it to him. Lapanya also of Achtavoy. Okay, 1 second. Kasvidel nichsar of two ibar am master betzafra lapanya osher avachte boy barav masna bachaloi. So what's going on over here? Amalo hashta amim ma'atzu for rabbanon ma'atzu for rabbanon. What's going to be over here? The whole neighborhood's going to tumble that I'm not a tamid chacham. Why'd you give it to one brother? So kasvim nehle, she wrote it over to him. Ask him with Nachum and Amalei hachi amashmul kol shilu oimel choizer choizer madan asay. So Mela was a good. Oh. So, Frank Yabal Chonon, it's an Anima Abacharora.
That's a different problem.
So, there's three problems over here. Anima Abacharora, Leisachmoid.
Okay.
Leisachmoid. And one more problem is.
He's saying, Mark Tumarabon and I'm not Tumarabon. And by you taking everything else, you just
said
that. Leisachmoid,
Oh, and that you also taking away the other guy is, people are going to say now that he's not a Tam Chacham. Like what? That's what he said. So there's three problems. So the Shukham brings down, there was a yeshiva in Eshtestrol that was going to hire a guy, let's say Reuven, to be a 10th grade rabbi. And Shimon got wind of it. They didn't sign yet. And he said he went there with all his pull. Like this guy goes to the police station. He got a ticket off. He brought in all the people with that he knows. And
what?
You're in New York seat, that thing?
Oh, yeah.
You are in my seat.
It's only 48, man.
It's okay.
You
know? The place looks like a flipping pit stop.
Oh, so.
Oh, welcome. Well, that only happened after you walked in.
Not offering to clean, but comments we got. No, I'm happy you told me, because without you saying it, we thought it was clean. I actually canceled the guy.
You want to clean?
They used to back in the day.
Dude, you want to clean?
Yeah.
I hit your credit card. I'm not going to be clean. I'll get it done for you.
Who's talking about a credit card?
I'm new to cleaner. Get on your knees and start cleaning.
You sure? It's your
chance to be.
If I get on my knees, I ain't getting back up.
Oh, you'll get up when you hit that dirt. You bounce, baby. Anyway, so basically, this guy went with all his pull, and he convinced Don Hollow to hire him, and they Taka hired him.
Really?
Over the other guy. So Reuven came. Reuven, right? So Reuven came to Anu Mahapach, Eshtens, and second. It's like the Mechaskinach says that if you see a guy's getting a job and you go and take it out from him, that's Lesachmud. You're Israel Lesachmud. Because the guy, and second of all, you make the guy look bad. Everybody's going to say, why didn't Reuven get hired? Oh, it must be because he's not a good Rebbe. Because otherwise, what are they doing? They're about to hire him. So he brings down a whole thing. He brings down from Bechanon that Ani Mahapach is not by Hefker. And it's not by Hefka, and also not by something that you can.
Only by Hefka.
No.
Well, you said I'm looking to buy something, and then you go ahead.
It's not Hefka. You're buying something.
That's not Hefka.
No, not Hefka.
Not
Hefka. He brings down.
It's not by Hefka, but how is this not Hefka then?
He brings like this. He brings down that Rav Tuvi, the first brother did not ask the sister. So he's like this. Rabbi Chanan says the first brother did not ask the sister to write to him anything. He never asked her anything.
Right.
She went on her own goodwill and wrote him. So Mela.
She didn't have to write either. That's the whole story.
So Mela, that's not called Bahab Chororo, because Bahab Chororo is only if the guy went to the sister to.
He's looking, but he first looking and then the cutting.
So if he would have came back, that would have been on Bahab Chororo over here.
The second guy.
Yeah. Anyway, he goes through a whole thing over here, back and forth, the ganze mice over here. This whole thing, what's the sugya? He brings down from Yavitz. Yavitz says that he didn't take away everything. They split it, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that.
Making nice stories over here.
And then he brings a whole story from the Gemara in Baba Basra we had in the Yud Beis. No, he brings that over here. Yeah, it was a long time ago. By the way, I have to come up with something big for the CM. I don't know what.
A boat.
A Yankees box.
We did Mar-a-Lago.
I know, but I'll get someone to speak. Who's speaking? Maybe should I get the guy who sang by Mavakshin the whole weekend?
Look at him. Does it look like he enjoyed? I'm going to tell you one thing. You want to hear a beautiful thing I heard this week?
He wasn't happy, it doesn't seem.
Actually, I didn't hear it. I saw it. The deaf guy in front of me turned around and explained to me, I can't hear anything that's going on here, but I could see who's enjoying it and who's not. It was hilarious.
I guess that didn't take much talent.
Hilarious.
Isaac.
Hilarious.
Now bring him in here.
I don't think you can ever get rid of him once you, if you hire him.
He was great. He wanted the guys to hum along with him, like through the. Yeah, he goes, so he kept going like this to get everyone. No, it was getting all it was great.
What's happening?
There were a few.
Yeah,
there were a few even wannabes that were like.
Yeah,
you know.
Trying, yeah.
Why don't you get Hutzel to go with him?
He took 20 minutes longer for davening. You know why? Because they're two shtiklach, the Brich Shmei. And Avrachma.
What's Brich Shmei? What is two for Brich Shmei?
That's
there's not that many words in Brich Shmei. I looked. I've never said Brich Shmei, so I looked. There's not that many words.
I heard that. So long. I thought he was saying that Shachar's lost.
Kohen
was like, Hashem's day looks like it took two pages here.
He missed Shachar's morning.
No, he was laying by.
He's wearing the hat.
Exactly.
Conan Lane by Joe.
Yeah.
Conan Lane's now?
No, it's Bar Mitzvah Parsha.
Oh, okay. every second week?
Why'd you say that? That gave away Conan. That touches him up 100%. Anyway, my Mitzvah Parsha is this week.
You should go late by Laser Gordon.
Yeah.
Did you send the picture to the show?
Not yet. He's coming back this week.
You have to send the picture to
him. He's going to Shrall. I'm not sending
him. You
can't
use
the
Sefer Torah. Okay, fine.
It was off?
Oh, that's great. I told you.
Gary.
You don't need a duck. It slid right over your head.
No.
The memory card was in
backwards. My memory card is full.
Gary, what happened?
You're fired.
Anybody know the date?
Okay, let's go. Okay. Achter der Avdima Yosef, Havali Pisa de Pardiso. She got a piece of property. Kolem is Davacholsha, so she was a hypochondriac. She was the kind of person that every time she got sick, she thought she's dying. And she had this one brother, and every time she thought she was dying, she wanted to give him everything away. So she called him up. I know people like this. Okay, I'm putting you in the will. Taking you out of the will. In the will. Out of the will. Go, Meshuggah. So listen what happened. And when she got better, miraculously, all she had was a cough. She got sick. I'm done. And don't give me your properties. If you die, you die. I don't want. We're done. I'm not doing this anymore. I get back and forth, making me dizzy. So Shalchalei.
Well,
so she listened. So she sent to him. He was done. Either give it to me, or don't give it to me. Every time back forth, I'll give you a few bucks. I'll drop you a few meals on wheels. You know, there's no reason for you to do this back and forth. Anyway, I guess he was done with his sister. You know, maybe. So. So Shalchalei. So she sent to him, take it the way you want it. So, no problem. Azul Shaira, he left her over a little bit. V'kanamina. And then he was kind of it. And the halacha is that if you leave over, the rest, it's a matana. So Hadraba, and now she got better. Kikaima, one second. V'kanamina. Kikaima, she got better. Hadraba. She wanted to be chayzer. And he said, no, now I did it. I finally did this the way I was supposed to. You're done. It's over. So I was going to Nachman. So Shalach Lei, to come. Lei also. He said, I'm not coming. Amar, my icy. Hashai Rivakonamine. I know the halacha. There's no dispute here. What am I coming for? And they speak out that. No, so he says, we'll see in a minute, so he ended up making him come, but his logic was, when you go to Beis Din, you go to Beis Din, you don't know halacha, or if there's a dispute, there's no dispute here. She told me to take it the way I want, I took it the way I want, I know what the halacha is, he was a god lador, I'm Nachman, and that's it. Not Nachman, who was it? No, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef.
They went to Rav Nachman. Yeah.
So Lamaisa, he told him, if you don't come, I'm going to hit you with something that doesn't let blood, which means I'm giving you chayrim. So he showed up. So while he was there, Rav Nachman asked the Edom that were in front of the sister who was on a deathbed, who thought she was dying, what was the story? She said, she said, it's terrible that I'm going to die without seeing my brother. So, since I'm dying, let him at least come and let me see him and let him take it the way he wants to take it. Amalahu imkin have a mitzvah machas misa mitzvah machas misa chayzer anu halacha. Even if shire, because no, because till now she never when a guy's a shchimera, he doesn't say anything. He says he's on his deathbed and he says I want to give to Moshe Tainer $250,000. And we have to listen. Why? Because Tirudayate. But the Shchimera never said anything. He just demanded.
Okay, but when he lives over, Shai will always say that shows.
That's because he didn't say anything. But if you say specifically, I'm going to die, and I'm only doing this because I'm dying, so then the whole thing, it's Mitzah Mach's Mitzah, Mitzah Mitzah, he goes back. So Lamaisa, his sister, this hypochondriac, got back her property.
Hypochondriac.
Contriac. I said it right?
Yeah.
It's a hyper contract. I understand both those kind of things. Everything else, I don't know what you're talking about. What kind of word is hypochondriac? Who made up the stupid language English? That's what they need to Elon Musk. Change the language to the normal language. There's so many words that you could, you know my words. Put them in.
Thank you.
Itmar.
I would say right, don't X. X.
Itmar, Matna Shchimra. Now we're going back at the Matna Shchimra. Matna Shchimra b'mixus, which means he didn't give away everything. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Derava, Mishmei Derazutu Berei Derav Nachman. Da'am Mishmei Derav Nachman. Harei Kamanas Bari. Harei Kamanas Shchimra. It's got both problems. Harei Kamanas Bari Miles. Shem Amad Ein Chozer. Harei Kamanas Shchimra Leibari Kenyan. Amalu Rava Lava Minichu Letitlu Buki Shriki. What are you bringing over here? The pus Leidik mention. Rav Nachman, Hachem Rav Nachman, Harikim Manas Bari, Uvoy Kinyan, you need a Kinyan. What are you talking about? If it's in order, you didn't give away everything. You didn't give away everything, you need a Kinyan. So Esir Rav Nachman, what are you talking about? Shai Kar Koshu, Mat Nosek Ayemes. My love, Loi Konaminei. I said, Loi, the Konaminei. See, Hachem is safer if it's a Konaminei. Loi Shai Kar Koshu, Mat Nosek Ayemes. You need the Konaminei, I'm Mat Nosek Ayemes. You made a Kinyan. You already own it. Again, it's mitzava machas miso, and in such a case, even though you made a kinyan, you can still be chayzer. Eisvei Rav Shashu Rava Maisa Beima. Start from there. Eisvei Rav Shashu Rava Maisa Beiman Shabanei Roichol. Gary, I'm not going to be here Monday night. Ruse is giving you and him having a head off. What do you call it? You go at each other.
A bake off.
No, a cook off. So you do the first omid with food, and he's going to do the second omid with food. And whoever's food is better will work on the daf. I don't know. I think he's mad because he said he can't be known as the food guy of the Chabura.
Really?
I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, he'll probably be here soon. Could be he's actually full. No, you know, it can't be.
So, what's coming for tomorrow? Are you coming?
Put on a menu.
Now
Like my kids have a parsha sheet. Yeah. They have every Monday, Tuesday. Okay, fine. Okay, it's a good idea. I'm gonna put out a menu. It's a great idea. Okay. Crabs and applesauce. What do you call those guys who hold on to the back of the pot?
Bring a turkey for Thanksgiving.
What do you call those guys who hang up to the back of the pot? The pot.
Make a pastrami turkey.
No, you can't. You can't make both. There are much says you can't have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Really?
And there you saw we had turkey.
No, I'm gonna make a pastrami.
What is there?
I'll sous vide a pastrami turkey.
Turducken.
He's thinking about the
strong. He doesn't know what to say.
You know what? If you bring it here, I'm sure Moshe wouldn't mind because it's a Torah. There's nothing worse than a turkey drumstick. I mean, it's like thick meat.
Mary Shaw always serves turkey sandwiches for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Romanian turkey.
Where?
Romanian turkey.
Empire's kosher?
Yeah.
I thought you said Empire can't eat.
No, talk to Shmuley. Maybe you could do that. Can you make a full turkey?
Turkey you could eat?
No.
Why?
Sure.
Why?
I could, but no.
You put it in the bath, no? You're supposed to clean the...
Yeah, in the bathtub.
In his bathtub. You know what? Let's get a few turkeys. We'll put them in your bathtub, see what happens.
Michael, what's going on,
Steve, these guys are not wearing in pajamas.
I think they're gonna run away.
Hey, I have one of those.
First look, ask Michael.
Hello, I have one of those things for the sinks that Zeev made to. The cash of the sinks, immerser. They put that in, we get sous vide your whole bathtub. We can make our own matzav there.
Royal turkey.
Oh, man. You can't make a bracha because it was cooked in a bathtub.
10 feet, Meshuggah.
What's the length?
12
size bathtub. It's not right. Like, yes. Heart shaped jacuzzi.
Mechel and Shmuley can go in together.
I called Mechel not to tell you exactly.
Is that an old song?
A guy in my parents' neighborhood built a nice house. Back in the day, talking about 15 years ago, he redid his house, spent a lot of money, and he put a hot chip jacuzzi in his bathroom. And he had a crane, had to lift it through the window. So the front window was not put in yet because he had to get it through and there was no way to get it through. And he got it for like 11:30 in the morning on a Monday morning. He figured there's nobody around then. Everybody goes to work. No big deal. He has the bathtub in Nakadika height in the air. And Rabbi Shmuel Steinberg and Rosh Chaim Lehman show up to his house. They're collecting for an important zvek. He has the bathtub sitting there like this. He said, luckily Rosh Chaim doesn't chop what a hardship jacuzzi is. He has no idea. Shmuel Steinberg was laughing his heart out. And Rosh Chaim said, is it a bad time to go now? No, it's perfect time. And he got his hardship jacuzzi in. No, it wasn't like today. Those days, you know what I mean? Only the guys on the table, you know? Anyway. So, Iman Shabani Reichel, listen to the story. She was sick. Give the necklace to my daughter. And she died. Same thing. Because she specifically said, because I'm going to die, I want to give. No, but it's not enough.
But she doesn't say because of Mesa.
Kevinti.
Okay, but doesn't say because of Mesa.
Yeah. The Gemara is saying that's what happened. The Gemara is saying that. Because otherwise, she didn't give
didn't say it. And originally,
right, no, right. Obviously, she didn't say it, but the Gemara is saying she had to say it. So Gemara says, Eisvei, Eisvei, Ravina Larava, Haimetunu gets a leishtiv. Shashik is la avdi, umeis, la yin lachamisa. She can't get lachamisa, ain't shik lachamisa. Tunu manal apply, umeis, yin lachamisa. Umemai. De loikonu, mina. Umenai de loikonu, mina. How do you know you're one kind, huh? Dumi de get, ma get labakin. I find I'm a loikonu, mina. So you see clearly that you give it even though there's no matzah machamisa. Gemara says, Hosan, nami matzah machamisa. Same, it was the same thing. Ravuna Bede Rabbi Shua, Aman, Mitzah Machamisa, Ba'ama, Ba'ikinyan. If you give out everything, then it's then Manash Chimra Shavya and Manash Chimra is Koina. The Hilchaso. Right. So now the Gemara is saying the Hilchaso Manash Chimra mixes by a Kenyan, but Avgad the Meis and Metzava Machus Miso loy by a Kenyan. Who the Meis? Amad. Who?
It
means he didn't give away everything.
And then what's the din in that case?
So you have to make kinyan.
No, I'm saying, so...
Buy a kinyan.
Yeah. Even though, it doesn't say we have a shire. What if it's shire?
Oh, you're saying if it's Mitzav Machmisa and you're shire. You still, I think you need a kinyan then.
That was a story about Rav Nachman. I want to know, are we saying he have a pass like Rav Nachman, even Mitzav Machmisa, but is the shire still going to go or it's not? That's what I'm trying to ask. We had the top of
right, 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 right. If it's mitzava, you're saying if it's mitzava, you don't need it.
Even if
right, pashas, pashas, you're right, pashas, you're right. Mitzava is pashas, you don't need. It wouldn't matter. Mitzava means it wouldn't matter. Only if you're not mitzava, and your shy mixes, then it's told. Right,
right,
right. Vudemes, I'm in choizev, I've got the economy. Nay.